I'm Molly Plunkett, now with glasses. And I was going to introduce myself by saying I was going to kind of bring things down a little bit from the generally lighthearted approach, but I think Rick's already taken us there. So, Travis Brian Percival. There's a hefty redwood bench at the entrance to the Charles Drury Grove in Humboldt Redwood State Park near Pepperwood, California. We stopped there to hike after driving 4 hours from the coast. The bench is like many other commemorative benches in this huge old growth redwood preserve. I assume that it is donated in memory of someone who loved the redwoods or this particular forest or this grove. The plaque on this bench reads, Travis Brian Percival. And below that, another plate reads, You are my forever love. How sad. Travis must be greatly mourned by some wife or sweetheart. So when we return to our vacation home on the coast, I start my online search for him. The only death notice that shows up is on a legacy.com funeral site and has a two-line obituary. It lists his date of birth of January 17, 1980, and date of death, April 15, 2013. He would be the same age as my oldest child was at that time. He was 33 when he died. The notice also states that he lived in West Sacramento, California. The information on the site was compiled from the Social Security Death Index, and the computer asked readers to supply more information if they had it about Travis. A total of two memories / condolences were posted to this site, both from the same man who lived in Powhatan, Virginia, and had met Travis through a Facebook game called Total Dominion Nuclear Strategy. Carl from Powhatan says they shared phone numbers, talked often, and discussed their lives and places where they had traveled, and that he considered Travis a great friend. Another internet site called tributes.com has been created because at Tributes, we believe that every life has a story that deserves to be preserved. This site contains three postings from Carl about Travis. The first posted 5 months after his death, a second posting 4 years later, and the third just before the fifth anniversary of Travis's death. Carl obviously remains distraught by his death, although it is unclear that they would have actually ever met in person living on opposite coasts. The Facebook game that they played together online is described as a futuristic military strategy and empire building game. It was launched July 2011, so Carl could have only known Travis for a year and a half before his death. But in 2018, Carl writes, I still cannot believe you are gone, dear friend. I will look forward to seeing you again one day. Rest in peace, Travis. One other person posted 2 years after Travis's death, who was a former coworker and had met him 10 years earlier when they both started jobs with the state of California. Dave recalls Travis as a brilliant young guy, advancing quickly in state service. I find no other obituaries for Travis Brian Percival. There are, though, newspaper accounts of his death. Travis died at 7 a.m. on a Monday morning when his motorcycle collided with a school bus at an unmarked intersection in a suburban area of Sacramento. He was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. One news story reports that neither the bus driver or any of the 12 high school kids aboard the bus were hurt. The bus had stopped at the intersection and was making a left turn onto the street where Travis was traveling. He hit the front of the bus near the wheel well. Two articles about the accident are published in the small local paper, The Nomadus Buzz. Comments can be made in response to the article. Three women and one man commented about the accident in the articles. Debbie, who comments after both articles, first says, God bless you, Trent. God has called you home. You touched so many lives, you will be greatly missed. Jay raises questions about what it means that an intersection is uncontrolled and who should be at fault. Carla states for the benefit of Debbie, my son's name was not Trent. His name is Travis, and thanks for you sick blessings. He has missed every moment of every day. LUV, Travis's mom. There are court records about Travis. Travis's mother, Carla, was named as the heir of his estate. She and Travis's father, Brian, filed separate lawsuits against the bus driver and school district. The lawsuit was settled 3 years later. A Texas tort injury lawyer describes the accident on his accident blog to drum up business. Travis's name also comes up on smartbackground.com as a living person, now 40 years old, with a P.O. box in West Sacramento, which was still a good address of 2017. Still later, I find his Facebook page, which eerily survives in the ether long after him. Photos show a handsome guy with his arm slung around his two brothers, and in other photos around a shaggy-haired father, all the guys doing outdoor things. 2 months before he died, his Facebook page showed that he reviewed an In-N-Out Burger joint in Auburn, California. Who dedicated this bench? Sacramento is 254 miles south of Pepperwood, where he died. Did Travis head to the Avenue of the Giants for vacations? In no tribute or any Facebook entry is there mention of a wife who is grieving, though Facebook shows him as close to the brothers. My husband says, well, call his mother. But it feels ghoulish to me to call nearly 7 years after his death to ask whether he is her forever love.